Isn't it amazing we still use it? Really?
Alright. Alright, we good to go?
Yep.
Alright, welcome. It's Monday, March 4th, 2024. The time is 6:47, and this is the Park and Recreation Committee meeting for the Cameron Park Community Services District. Could you please take the role, General Manager?
Tim Israel.
Here.
Eric Ashton.
Here.
Alright.
And then your General Manager and your Superintendent are both here.
Alright, thank you. Let's move on to adoption of the agenda. Eric?
I have no questions. I'm happy to adopt unless there's anything from the public.
No?
Seeing none. Alright, I'll move that we adopt the agenda as written.
And I'll second that and effectively approve it.
Aye.
Approval of the conformed agenda as presented. Comments?
Nope, I move to approve the conformed agenda.
And I'll second that and approve it. Excellent. Alright, open forum. Any comments from our member of the public?
No, but thank you.
And it is closed.
Department matters. Mike, you gonna lead this one?
Yep, I can get us started.
Review contract proposal for landscape art.
That's the conformed.
I was gonna say, whoa, where did that come from?
It's Groundhog Day.
Discuss park and community improvements, including progress, processes, and timeline.
Okay, so this packet that you guys have here, it has some past agendas, transmittals, and the 2020 park improvement plan that was created by Talon and Associates. So there's documents of kind of where this whole park improvement process started, and then kind of where we're at today. So 2019, the district worked with the public and the committee to establish this park improvement plan. In 2020, staff worked with the landscape architect to create a parks master plan. So last month, Parks and Rec Committee discussed various projects this last month that could be implemented using park impact fees, Prop 68 grant funds, and Quimby fees. So last month, you know, we heard that the 2020 park improvement plan, that we wanted to make sure that we're reviewing this as we go through the new updated plans and ideas. And so really tonight, the only item on the agenda is to review the 2020 park improvement plan, which is in here. And then kind of talk about the newer projects that we've been talking about for the last few months, and see what makes sense to get this to the board on March 20th so that it can be discussed. You know, the goal is to try to get this, you know, to get a, you know, a priority list of the top 5 to 10 projects. Maybe start that framework tonight and then continue it on at the board meeting on March 20th with the plan in place. So I don't know how you guys want to go through this. Have you guys had a chance to take a look at the packet?
I have.
I can pull it up on the slideshow here. We can go through it or verbally just talk about what 2020 looked like.
I want to talk about which ones we're starting to implement now than previously didn't discuss.
We can talk about some of the steps that we're at now on some of the projects.
I guess we could proceed kind of from where we left off last meeting, which was an understanding, I believe, that we were going to proceed forward with the gate.
We are.
Cameron Park Lake. And also proceed forward with securing a landscape architect to help us analyze these other projects to get a better understanding of the scope and cost of those.
And I have not signed the architect. Mike and I met with the architect at the gate, on the gate project. And I considered what I heard someone who likes to increase the work and the hours, and I didn't like it. So wanting a full-scale survey before he does any work at $3,000 to $5,000, I didn't think was necessary. And then the way he was talking about it, I thought that we could do the gate, get it through permitting. We already had done a RFP on the equipment, and we needed to get somebody to install it. So we did some looking around, and somebody in the district has volunteered to do the drawings, plan, up to permit ready for $850. And I signed that because that's a savings of a fair amount of money if he comes through. And it's pretty low risk. And he'll have it the other next week. And the architect was talking about something that put the completion of the gate too far out. So I just didn't like it.
So I guess the question is, what's the scope of their work, and are they qualified to do that work?
Yes, they're qualified to do this work. And they've done work all over the world on things, and I think they're qualified to do it. I think it'll pass. And I've also talked to three or four engineering firms that I've used in the past to see if we can get better pricing on how we approach this. And in addition to a separate engineering firm from this other guy who lives in the park and has a engineering firm that works in the area. And so I'm going to be talking to over this week if we can, or next week, and having them come out and walk the stuff, and I want to see what they're talking about, because they all have landscape architects on staff or that they use as part of their projects. And I just think I can get more cost effective and still quality work than what I was seeing. So I'm exploring that before I do anything with the guy that we originally chose.
So okay. A little bit on that. So the guy that's drawn up the plans now, he's a licensed engineer. He works for an engineer firm. So he's qualified. And he's basically going to get the project plan ready, review to go to the county. So the blueprints, all the stuff that we would need to get the county to say yes or no.
So he'll stamp the drawings. He has the insurance.
Yep.
Yeah,
that's what the scope of work is.
That's basically
the basic stuff that's plan ready. I mean, it's permit ready.
Okay, that's great.
And so we saved that.
So do you have a conceptual drawing of what that's going to look like? You're going to run that by the committee?
It's going to be a pedestal with two arms, one on each side, the breakaway arms. It's going to have high-definition cameras working on the upgraded Wi-Fi that will be out of the park so that we have a constant digital record. And is there anything else on that was
So
and the equipment you decided on, already, and it'll be programmable. It will be able to call for assistance if necessary, and it will work on taking your activity card or your credit card to get into the park. There will be one fee.
So what about other improvements associated with the arm, like fencing or something to guide people into that location so they're not
staff can take care of that part. We're going to block off.
Right. So you turn around pile rocks there or something.
Well, we had an Eagle Scout finish a split rail fence as you exit the park. That was part of this plan back in 2022 when we originally talked about it. So that last 50-foot section of fence will keep anybody from being able to skirt around the gate. Wayfinding signage is part of the original concept for Parking Block. Should we paint arrows on the asphalt? Probably. That's something that didn't dawn on me.
I guess I would suggest maybe that you bring the concept, if not to this committee, to the board for comment before you finalize it for bidding. Maybe not necessarily get into the permitting process, but so we have comment on what that improvement is going to look like.
All supposed to be done, I believe, this week with it. So yeah, I don't think that
would
be an issue.
Slap draft on it, you know, so yeah.
We will have the plans for the board meeting. But I want to move on because I'm tired of losing money every day. That's why I switched off the architect, to save us some money and to move a lot faster than he was willing to.
Okay.
I got notes here. So the other piece too is that we released the RFP that finished about 8 months ago for the purchase of the equipment. And so I reached out to a few people just to start talking about installation, to see if we can partner that all together. We'll see where that goes. But really finding the installer on this is the piece.
Well, it's going to be over $25,000 probably, right?
Well, the purchasing of the equipment is over $25,000, yes. That'll have to come back to the board.
These are Quinby funds.
I hear you, but I just think they have
to be approved by the board.
Just contracting, if you have a job that's over $25,000, has to be prevailing wage.
Right.
Has to be publicly bid.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
I know.
So I can tell you that back in last year, the equipment was roughly $32,000 for the equipment itself.
Right.
So I'm going to meet with Parking Block hopefully this week to kind of clear up and get today's pricing and make sure that the fire department's comments and everything is exactly where we want it. And then, yeah, that'll be coming back for sure.
And
along with the other details as we move forward.
Okay.
I mean, the $25,000 actually doesn't mean a lot when you're talking about Quinby and park improvement, because if it was $1 and I'm going to use those accounts, I got to get board approval, which seems to me a little bit excessive, but
okay,
those are the current policies.
Right.
So I would always bring it back.
Yeah, well, I would hope that we would see some sort of, we'll see the drawings obviously when the contract comes to us.
This is a simple process, and it's going to be a simple gate. And we're going to remove the kiosk. And it will be a nice, clean looking little unit.
Yeah, no, I'm fully supportive of it. I've been.
I know you are.
Just make sure we do it right.
Yep.
I can take some pictures of the outlining area where we finish off the fence and stuff along with this, so you guys can get a view of.
I think after all we've been to get here, the board will appreciate just seeing it before it happens.
Yeah.
That.
The other thing that we've been working on, which was in the park plan and had been discussed, we're looking at the health of the lake and what we need to do to maintain it. Now, we now have an environmental committee, and you know, we use a poison in that lake to retard growth of the weeds and stuff. Mike and I have been talking to an alternate, about an alternate. We've gone and we found out about it. We checked the Department of Water Resources. We didn't check again. But we spend $8,000 to $10,000 filing a mandatory report because of what we use in the lake.
Well,
I'm looking to switch to a non human, animal, fish toxic retardant that is not required to be reported to DWR. That's what they've told us, but I want to see it in writing first. It's also half the cost of what we use in the lake right now.
John's too good to be true.
So what we do, just to piggyback off that, so we spray Dyquat. It's called Reward. It's an aquatic herbicide that it's like the Roundup of the water. So this product is, I can't pronounce it if I tried.
Yeah, I know.
But it pulls the phosphorus out of the water. And so that's what it does. It binds it up and gets rid of it. And so it takes away all the plant's food, keeping the algae at bay that way and all the weed growth. And it's non-toxic. It's not even registered on the EPA's list as an herbicide. And so there's no permitting that has to go into that. For spraying this, that we think. I'm still following up with the water boards and stuff to make sure. But we can see a savings of not only 8 to 10,000 a year in the permit, but probably 2 to 3,000 in chemical costs, because this stuff's cheaper and it has to be applied at a lesser rate than what we do now. And it's safer for all the aquatic animals. It's safer for staff to apply. There's a lot of good benefits to it. So.
And we probably won't see lake rash for putting your hand in the water.
That's the goal.
The other thing we're doing is we're moving on the bubblers, because in talking to the people about the lake and about this change, how you get this stuff consistently through the lake, and it would have applied to the other stuff if we were still using it, is you put it near where the bubblers are, and it circulates it regularly throughout the lake by doing that. The bubblers turn it over. We're looking at $15,000 to $17,000 for the bubblers, because it was $60,000 last year. But we've been working on that. And so pricing for the units, we're looking at $15,000 to $17,000.
More scaling. No.
And we scaled it down. And because you put in two fountains already. And we're looking at having a local person install it. We've been talking to a couple people. And we think we can get it relatively light. These things have long manufacturer's warranties for the pipe and for the bubblers. Bubblers are self-healing. So we think both of them are likely to come under 25, but nonetheless, given what we're using the money for, it will come back to the board for approval once we have it fully lined out. But between the new chemical and this, we expect to have the health of the lake visually improved this year. And you won't see some of the stuff you normally see later in the year. And you won't smell it either.
Oh. We did look at the kilowatt hour, because I know that was a question. So.
That was one of your big things. About $10.50 a month.
Okay. It's somewhere between $115 and $130 if they're run 24/7 at 12 hours. That's what it's looking like.
Yeah. So, I think that solved the problem better than what I was thinking.
And this year too, I just sort of, it's on the record that we're still planning on spraying Dyquat this year, because it's an early June timeframe. I don't see this being done in early June, but we've already procured the permit and we've already procured the herbicide. So
for the Dyquat.
For the Dyquat, yeah.
You can't.
So could you
return that stuff?
Could you test an area with the other stuff?
Sure.
Like, one corner.
We can do that.
Like over by the shop there.
Will we get an effective test?
I think this year we can get our hands on a little bit of the new stuff and do Dyquat throughout like a majority of the lake, and then like Tim's saying, do a section with this new stuff.
Right. So a little tester patch, see if it works for us. Mm-hmm. I mean, I like the idea of less toxic, I'm almost extreme in that I guess if we didn't do some sort of weed control, the lake would largely get weeded over, which we don't want.
We'd be a swamp eventually. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and so I understand the need for it, but I'm all for minimizing that. I'm all for trying to find cheaper solutions that are like to talk to. Let's go for it. I'm not a big fan of the bubblers myself, just because it's more equipment, more stuff we have to maintain, more stuff we have to operate. You know, what's our promise on maintenance of these lakes? I mean, is it to be pristine and perfect looking? Is it to be a pond out in the countryside? I think there's...
What my goal is for the lake is very simple. Healthy, not stinking in summer, and not visually objectionable in summer. And
well, but I think, those are subjective terms.
Well, not having a coating of algae that turns mustard yellow.
And I get it. I mean, I...
Plus which, you know, if we start to get some blue-green algae, unfortunately, I've had to deal with that in two places. And I think this stuff will help, and the bubbles will help. And the reason the bubbles will help is they keep circulating what you put in. And they keep it moving. And part of the way they're talking to us about using the pesticides now with the new one is to go to where the bubblers are and put it in. And up where the fountains are, and that will circulate it throughout the lake and keep it circulating. And, you know, that's a very cool lake, and it's
okay.
Not that much. It's not that
plant you guys saw.
We've got it for substantial.
So it sounds like we've got a year to really decide, is what Mike's telling us.
Not on all of it, no.
Yeah, the plan for this year is to do the dyquat, so.
Yeah.
But when do you make the order for that?
The dyquat?
Yeah.
We do it in January every year.
Okay, so we've got...
You already own it.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying we've got less than 10 months.
That's yeah. True.
There's a supply and demand issue with it, and so we get it early because...
Plus we want to make sure if we're going to switch so we can get the other materials too. So we've got 6 or 7 months to...
Well, and I guess what I want to do is get a kind of a full list, which is what you're talking about doing here tonight,
uh-huh.
And consider all these things together. That's all.
Uh-huh.
So I don't want to... We've been getting into this kind of piecemealing things out, and let's kind of consider all of them. So, all right, thank you.
And then we're looking at the reconstruction of the swimming area, and several board members have given us ideas on that. The most practical one is to fill it in and slope it to the current dike, maintain the fencing so people can't fall in on the other side, and to have it slope so that it becomes an activity area. Monique was worried about putting grass in because of water expense, but we have our own well, so we would use our own well to water, provide any water to see. So that there's no additional expense other than a little electricity to run it. Conceptually, a stand or something so that it can be used for presentations, it can be used for music and destination, and additionally, it can be used for wedding.
Yeah,
all
kinds
of stuff.
Bowls, stuff like that.
And, but I want to see what the engineers say. That's part of what you want to see. And I want to get a ballpark on what people think the cost might be. So as we look at these things, we put them in perspective. One of the things that we're looking at doing quickly is boat launches. To the extent we refurbish the existing old boat dock, it's not really in good condition. I wouldn't put people out there. And I don't like the gang qualify for ADA. So that one's reserved for a later time. But we've got two places that we've both walked and looked at, and for relatively little money, we can have a floating dock at each location. One would be the concrete pathway that goes up between the gazebo and the current lagoon, and it extends over the bridge, and you would be wheeling your paddleboard, your kayak, your canoe on that little things you can buy for that. Get it down there, and you'd be able to walk it in to the water. It's pretty easy, pretty simple, and there's no permit required because it's a floating dock. If it was a permanent dock, we'd have to be fully permitted, but the floating dock is not. We can do the same thing over near the entrance on the housing side of the inlet. About 150 feet down, there's a nice gentle sloping spot. Originally, when you had the original park plan, you were thinking of doing it at the inlet. That's before you got all silted up.
Too shallow. Too shallow.
Yeah, it's now too shallow, and it gets dry during the summer, from the looks of it. So both of those, we started talking to a couple companies. And what's the latest price you got? Somebody, the one in late?
Just a ballpark ADA dock with a like an ADA accessible kayak launch. It was about $20,000 with a bridge and an ADA dock float out there.
And that's a pretty low price compared to most things we could do for launches and docks. And that's something we can do fairly quickly. Has to have board authority, of course, but it's something we can do fairly quickly. Because one of my goals with the team is to start showing things that show the district is coming back and doing something and improving something. We're also looking at the pickleball being part of this initial group. And pickleball or the lagoon will be the two most expensive, probably. But with pickleball, I look at it as a revenue source, because I've talked to the folks that do the tournaments, and once it's built, we can get on the tournament circuit, we'll be making money from it. I'm also looking at controlling the courts with an electronic entrance, where you'll have an activity card, or you'll have to pay to enter. Probably $5, like with parking. And these revenues will go into the general fund. Now,
one I wanted to touch on that we kind of talked about at last meeting was the bocce ball courts.
Yeah.
So when I went back and looked at the 2020 plan, it actually called for bocce ball at the lake and Rasmussen.
Yeah.
And the reason why I think the lake makes sense is because we have a revenue generator for the amenity, and all if we put it where the old pickleball or fourth tennis court is now, it's going to be a heck of a lot cheaper as far as all the flat work's already done, all the grading's done. It's literally putting up sidewalls and some astroturf.
Otherwise, it's about $250,000 over the rest of it.
$250,000?
For bocce courts?
You've got to be kidding.
Four courts in Erasmus, and that's the number I remember from Cala.
Well, at that point, I would then go back to the general manager and say, let's do the same thing with that we're talking about doing with the gate. Because there is no way, under God's good sky, that it should cost $250,000 to do four bocce ball courts.
But we're looking at a pretty little amount if we went in.
Relatively inexpensive. And by putting them in that fourth tennis court, or half of the fourth tennis court, the other half reserved for an ADA playground. And I started talking to Rotary about doing the playground for us. And they've tentatively expressed a little interest. So it would be freebie. I really do think that the non-ADA play structure probably needs to be replaced because of its age.
That's the Backhammer Park Lake.
Yeah.
The original playground there is definitely past its lifespan.
Some of the plastic isn't in the best shape, and that bothers me because, you know, as that stuff breaks down, you can get cut off.
Safety,
and I don't like that.
It's faded on it. It's just its lifespan. The only other thing I wanted to mention on the 2020 plan was at David West Park. It shows the soccer field out there. Mm-hmm. We don't own that property. That's owned by El Dorado County Fire, and we found out after the park master plan was done. So mix that one off anybody's thought list.
Does that include the West property as well, where we had talked about some trails and some sitting areas?
That is district owned
property.
That is
district. Yep. But to the east of that, that empty space is County Fire.
County Fire. But we own the little triangle past that to the east up on the hill with the oak tree.
Bless their hearts.
Another mystery.
Yeah, some of the patchwork is strange. So those are the ones coupled with bringing disc golf back, bringing in more car shows, which take a year to set up, and with some refurbishment here, which isn't part of the parks budget, we're looking at trying to drive revenue so that over the course of a year, Parks and Rec makes a very positive contribution to the bottom line. I don't know if they'll be able to ever cover their own total expense, but they will certainly be in a position to defray it. And if these tournaments work out the way I've seen in a couple of places, you never know. I mean, they can be an incredibly positive revenue generator, depending on how many courts we end up putting in.
I know Christina has her hand up, so whenever she's with us tonight, so.
Yeah, I've got some questions then just to confirm Liz, but I'd love to hear from Christina. And there she is.
Thanks. Hi. So I just wanted to kind of also add a little bit of information as to why this is coming to you the way that it is. We also added in a report from Jill from 2019 before the master plan was done to kind of show what were high priority items and then what were, and those are a lot of the items that Alan has brought forward now. And the reason why we're bringing it to the way we are is because once it gets to the board, we want to not only have these items listed as things that are our goals for the next year, we also need to bring it forward with a funding source. So it's almost essentially kind of like our capital improvement plan halfway through the year. And then we'd also like to, at the same time, just do that for half of the year and then bring forward the rest of the things for our capital improvement plan for 24, because we are starting with our budget for 24-25. So before we can do anything with premium fees, it has to be voted on by the full board. So that's why we're asking for support on these particular items to move forward. And then we can list what we think we can get done this fiscal year, and then what we can get done next year, and how we're going to pay for that, be it Quimby or impact fees, however we're going to do it. But we can't move forward with the Quimby projects until the full board buys in on it and says, yes, go ahead and do it.
Same for park impact.
So that's kind of why we have it structured and why we're bringing it this way rather than doing a landscape architect first, because we have to get the okay to move forward with them before we can even have a landscape architect draw anything up.
Thanks, Christina.
Thank you.
She's with us.
It's a three-way partnership. The three of us are doing this, talking about it all the time, and having ideas go back and forth. We try and refine it. try and find ways to save money and extend every dollar. We're also looking at, I haven't gotten the report yet, but the opportunity for federal grants. And if there's a federal grant there, then something may get delayed because of somebody else going to pay for it, you know. Do we want to wait and do that?
Question I have in some of this list, one of the things that wasn't mentioned was the shade structures at the pool, and wondering where that is in the plan, because that we've talked about that for a long time. I think that would be...
We think that the shade structures are relatively simple and do not... It's not as complicated as people keep making it. We have the pipes and things in the ground we have to worry about, but the shade structures are something that will enhance the use of the pool during summer when people get too hot out there.
You have a supporter in all this. I just want to know what we're planning.
Because I remember standing out there waiting for the interview, and I got so dehydrated I damn near forgot my name in the interview. So I support it. When we get these engineering firms talking, we're going to walk them by there and just see, because I don't think this is a complicated project.
Okay. So we're moving forward with it. That's the question.
I got the shade structure on the list right now, and okay. So I can whiteboard out a list when we're done if we want to just make sure. But I did reach out to some shade structure companies back when Joe was here, and they do have landscape architects that are part of their team that help build that stuff. So I think
it's not a separate contract. Just do
I
it as
we
part
can
of the
release
project.
Out an RFP for let the different companies come in, design what they think is best for us. We can review it and hopefully just move forward with their recommendation, because I think that's what we want. At least I would just let them come out and design some stuff for our pool there.
So let me see if I'm noting all of this right. So our high priority projects right now, Cameron Park Lake Gate, which we're working on, Bubblers, which are in, we're processing getting some others for that. Boat launches, which we don't need permits because it'd be floating docks, so you're working on that. Obviously pickleball, that's a larger therapy session.
Bocce,
which is great. Because staff has limited time, I'm putting that as a second level one. Not that we shouldn't, but that we have other things that I think are higher priority than bocce ball.
But that's something that we can do quickly and simply if we use that half of the
I would, first of all, discuss bocce ball in the Gates' backyard. So that's the immediate issue. And didn't we cite bocce ball at Rasmussen in the past?
We can't get any revenue out of it.
But didn't we put it in and have to take it out?
Well, that was the T-ball field at Rasmussen.
Oh, it was a T-ball.
That went
the
T-ball. 7 years ago.
That was T-ball.
The bocce ball in the plan is where the T-ball was.
And I think I think bocce ball is a simple project to put in, but given all the history that we dealt with the Gates and the noise complaints for pickleball, I think we have to do our due diligence on that one out. We got to make sure that we're not...
Anything that's there, and that's a simple thing, I think.
Which is...
What are you going to do with an ADA? Fair
enough. I mean, we should.
K structure. You know, we've got a play structure there now. Mm-hmm. And so changing it to ADA...
As far as play structures go, I don't think that's an issue. It's just replacing what's already there. It's an upgrade and all that.
How
nice
is bocce ball? I mean, I ran that at the Rossmore. I had a national league.
It depends on who's playing.
Yes.
And if they're full blood Italians.
You have a few drinks and the balls start flying, and the Gates are trying to have a dinner in their backyard. I mean, they've proven to be an effective.
They're not, you know, the bocce balls aren't exactly like golf balls coming in. At least not most of the time.
We have to go through the whole process with any of these, especially on that one.
Yeah. I heard you.
And that's one of those, I'm not against it. I'm just trying to prioritize the things. And I acknowledge and recognize, yes, that could be a more simple, more quickly achieved visual, we're doing something project. I have no qualms about that. As it doesn't get in the way of the other projects that I think are a higher priority and impact.
I don't really see how. Not if we can put it there. If it's somewhere else, then I don't want it that high on the list.
And that's what I would trust staff for. It was at Rasmussen, but in reading this too, that would not generate any revenue. And while I would be fine for bocce ball there in the future, because I think it would be a great location for it.
Yeah, it's too much money right now for no revenue return.
Right. So that I recognize and support. Boat launches, pickleball, playgrounds, all of that sounds good.
Got a question.
Yes.
If we shifted the ADA play structure in the bocce ball to the other end of the tennis court and took that one and simply relined the tennis bases to one that's near her house, which is what she's bought in the house, and can't really complain about it. We put it at the other end, that's another 200 feet away.
I don't think it'll, because that was originally one tennis court for that whole area. So I don't think a full tennis court fit there in that spot.
Yeah.
If you go the other way, we can measure it and see, but
I thought it looks the same as all the others to me. But I'd like to measure it and see.
Well, we take a look for sure.
If we could do something like that, do you feel the same objection? Because it's moving it.
I would still have the same concern.
Or at least the consideration. Just one.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just be good neighbors.
The gates have mobilized all those neighbors.
I would talk to the neighbors personally.
Yeah.
I mean, I would not just go in and put it in and say, "Hi, guess what?"
Yeah. No. We just need to go through all those steps. Doesn't seem like an incompatible use to me.
Okay. It's not surprising. Guess what's here now? I don't do that.
Yeah, well,
and make sure that even if it's just bocce ball, we don't get in any trouble because it's changing the use of something that was previously allowed for tennis only. That was part of the issue as well, so I just want to make sure.
I don't have, I've asked them to keep a list of who's using it. They're trying to get a tennis group together again. Mm-hmm. You know, I got 300 people signed up for pickleball here.
Right.
I mean, literally signed up.
Yeah.
And I can't get 9 for tennis so far.
Oh, no. You have no qualms on me about that. It's more of just part of the issue around pickleball was...
Could be a conditional use permit.
Conditional use permit.
To make sure yeah.
Correct. I just want to make sure we're following the proper process on that and don't get into trouble again before we do something.
No, and we're going to have it... If you get this, pickleball will be between the parking... soccer field, Rasmussen, against the freeway.
Well, that's...
hard for the cars to complain.
I want to pause that discussion because that's a whole other discussion for me. I'm just talking about bocce at the Bay Place, and I want to make sure we've got this list. What I would request, maybe whiteboarding it is the right idea.
We had one more.
Prioritizing and making sure that as we bring this to the board, here's what's priority, here's what we're working on currently, and do it that way. I think that will be the most efficient presentation to the board.
Well, what we can get done between now and June is the gate, bubbler, the boat launches, and if we can get a concession on bocce ball, I think bocce ball, those can be bid by June.
I'll give you my top 5. Top 6, that's where I do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So my top 6 are the entry gate, pickleball, the community center shade / pool toy / splash pad project. So basically improvements to pool to attract more people to the pool. 4th is the Cameron Park Lake playground. 5th would be fixing the lagoon, whatever the fix is. I don't know what that is. And the last one is Rasmussen basketball court.
Bless you.
Gotta give Rasmussen a little love here.
And I can tell you that we've had requests for an outdoor. We actually had a a day camp organizer who wanted to know if we had an outdoor basketball court so he could run a camp this summer. So, well, we don't have anything, but The requests have been coming in more and more for basketball.
So I'll put a footnote on that. The previous master plan had a half court.
Yes.
No.
I don't.
Full
I don't
court.
Like, no, it can't be half court.
Full court. There's room for that. There's room for sitting places around it. I think it would make a great space. A great space for
where?
That. At Rasmussen. At Rasmussen, between
I
the fields.
I would put it at Cameron Park Lake where they play tennis. Put it in the tennis court.
No.
Is it?
No.
Wait. Does basketball fit? It would fit within the tennis wire.
It might.
Not a full court, I don't think.
As a separate, well, we've got to measure it because as a separate.
And what the noise?
And that's where I'm going to say we need to be careful about how many things we put at that lake. Because then you start to have a parking issue, and if you've got multiple things happening at the same time, we've already got a parking issue there when things are going well.
Yeah.
The other thing is I would really like to make sure we're not ignoring Rasmussen and some of the other facilities as well. Yes, the majority of this should go to the revenue-generating facilities. Community center and the pool, Kristen McCullough Pickleball, if that's where we go, as well as the lake. If we're using park impact fees, we also need to take into the other places into consideration too. So, but like him, for me, the basketball is a great idea, but that's a secondary one. We've got these other
ones. What's it cost because you need to put the court in?
Well, if we go by the previous plan, it was about $500,000.
Yeah, I'm not going to do
and,
that.
And we're not going to do that. No, we're going to do it realistically.
Can we get three kids with a bucket of cement?
No. That can't
asphalt,
be a community project.
If we get a black asphalt court, we save a lot of money than concrete. I mean, Bridgestone one was concrete. So.
Yeah. There's better ways to do that.
I've played on asphalt my whole life except when I was in a gym.
There's better ways to do that that'll make it long-lasting and people will want to use it, I'm sure. But I'm sorry, I interrupted your list.
Oh, no, that was my list. I mean,
I have your list.
I don't disagree with the other things on your list. These are just, you know, the top six of items I had that I think we should be working on priority. So I
got nine up there.
Yeah, you know. And Tim, let me say that I think that with your six, I don't have a problem fitting in the gate, the bubbler, and the boat launches. Bocce, shade structures I had anyway.
And I should probably put under the pool upgrades, not just shade, but the little splash feature, right?
Yeah.
Because we're going to...
Those are two separate projects, so...
Yeah. Right, and also, you know, we've talked about, at least Kim was talking about, a big floaty for out in the middle of the tool or the pool that, you know, adds to the attractiveness of the facility.
And some kids are going to get on that jump and crack their head on the bottom.
Well, not in the deep end, that's for sure here.
We have one in El Dorado that if you positioned it right and stuff, it brought in a ton of kids. And Marshall Medical actually donated it and put their wraps all around it, and it was a free amenity to El Dorado Hills.
Who did it?
Marshall Medical Center.
Well, see if they'll donate one to us.
Yeah, there you go.
Something. I
know why they did that, because they want the business for when the kids get hurt.
Spoken like the lawyer.
That's certainly possible. So
I'm not quite that cynical about it, but...
Actually, I am. It's almost.
But I don't like, at a large pool, things with kids can get hurt. The kind of splash feature I'm thinking about is simple. We've got the plumbing in already. We've got to check with the health department and see if they're going to object if the water goes back in the pool, since you didn't object when it was a slide. You wouldn't if we put a slide back. And it's the same damn thing. So I want to see.
So
I think
I'll chime in on this then too with Tim's list. My top ones too are, of course, the gate. Let me see what you got here. Yes, bubblers, boat launch, and fishing piers at the lake. Pickleball discussion. What else we got there?
You want the shade structures?
Yes, that's the shade structures for the pool. For me, the water slide replacement and the lagoon retrofit are in a category which we'd have to probably push that off to next year.
They would not be doable this year.
Right, so that gives us a little time to look at. We need to look at a plan. The water slide replacement does require some engineering. Lagoon retrofit is a bigger piece. We would really want to see more conceptual design for that.
So the star next to the ones that we're talking about.
What I intend to do is get order of magnitude cost for everything to make sure that with what we have available in Quinby and Park Impact Fees,
right,
we're being realistic.
Right.
That's why, you know, other than a couple of big things that we really need to do, like pickleball's going to cost a bunch. Mm-hmm. We had one proposal come in that the lady at the lake solicited on our behalf, mm-hmm, which was 10 courts at McCullough for $500,000. Well, we don't want 10 courts because it takes too much of the soccer field and the soccer field.
Yeah, and I'm going to ask that we not keep talking about it at Krista because there's other options. I want to explore that whole thing, and I want to see it happen. Because one of the things that hasn't been mentioned here is there's a piece of property right next to Krista McCullough that is owned by Foothills Church that hasn't been used or developed in years. I would like to see if there's potential to potentially even acquire part of that land and do an extension of the current park that would actually allow us to maybe do more pickleball. It would create some parking. That would be park impact fees. Now, again, I don't know how much the lagoon retrofit will cost. I don't know much of these other things if we have enough.
They're not cheap.
Correct. But we've got $1.7 million in there right now, I think, $1.6 million. And that's going to continue to grow even a little bit. So what I'd like is in these considerations that we look at a couple different options. And before we go any further in that Krista McCullough discussion, I want to see a design. Because
can you facilitate a discussion with the church?
Sure. Be happy to do that. I can connect you. We've had connections in the past with them.
Yeah. Is that the lot to the east of it?
Yeah.
Between the Lighting Unlimited and Krista?
Yep, that's the one. Yeah, we've had some connection with them. Partly they've helped us in a couple things in the past, and we had some tree issues on the border there in the past.
Yeah.
Last I knew there were plans for it that have never materialized.
Because
so
they get no tax benefit from donating to us.
Yeah.
Right.
So they're going to want to sell it, I would think.
Well, potentially. And
or unless we can find a joint use that we both would.
Right. And that would be another possibility because they butt up against us, there might be some benefit that we can bring to them that would then allow us to expand that and take care of all of this. The piece for me is I just want to make sure in any design we're not giving up anything that we shouldn't give up in the space on the field to the current users, all that.
That's why when they came in with 10, we said right off the bat, no way.
And so as a former coach, I have vested interest. I want to make sure that we're not giving up anything, as well as there is going to be parking impacts. And it's already challenging in that area as it is with the skate park, with the playground. And I want to be careful about pushing out current users.
One of the things I think that we would have to do is say no pickleball during soccer on the weekends, because unless we had a tournament on Sunday or something. The soccer tends to be on Saturday.
Correct.
And so we do Sunday for our tournaments. And Saturday when there's soccer, simply advise the pickleball. I intend that there be lights that you can go and twist on, you know, for half an hour at a time.
Yeah.
So they would be available at night.
I would make those charged. You can swipe a credit card for a half an hour.
Well, I'm looking at making the courts charged.
Yeah, well, that would be the next step. Is you charge per 15 minutes or whatever, and you just make people pay for it.
Not going to be that. That's a little hard to make work.
Well, the lights, it's easy, but the
but for the lights, but with the lights, I agree completely with that.
Yeah.
It's not the old thing where you put a quarter, it's got to be electronic.
So,
that's a shame. Everything mechanical works better. Everything electronic seems to break.
Yikes.
Can I ask a question? Sure. And this is just related to locating the pickleball at McCullough.
Before you do, I just wanted to check with the chair just to make sure that we're in line right in terms of public input.
Yes.
We can pause for that. I think it's totally appropriate. You're sitting through listening to us. You have every right to chime in.
I appreciate it.
No problem.
Do you have any concerns about if you put the pickleball at McAuliffe? It's right next to the freeway.
Right.
Are the quality of the air next to a freeway may not be as good as it is in other places in this area. And it's a bunch of old people working out next to the freeway. And I don't know why this occurred to me, but I was just wondering if people would find it...
I think it's a fair comment, except that that freeway isn't anywhere near as heavily used as you know, other
yeah.
freeways. So, and I've been out there a few times, and I'm really sensitive, because I've been in 7 forest fires, my lungs are really sensitive to stuff.
Yeah.
And it hasn't bothered me a bit
okay.
to be out there. I mean, I can't be outside when there's smoke anymore.
Yeah, I get kind of like that too, but I'm not a pickleball player, but I just wanted to make sure that it was at least being considered.
I did think about that because I have not located something near a freeway where I thought that the, down in, it was in Washington actually, where it was a big freeway, it was very, very busy,
mm-hmm.
and it just smells.
Yeah.
You can smell it. We can't do that here so far.
These are healthy, older folks who are trying to maintain their health, and I just wanted to make sure it was at least
accidentally negate that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want to build an expensive pickleball court and find out people don't want to use it.
So
I don't think there's that much risk given popularity, but I
you can put it anywhere.
I will check with the county health department, see what they think. I think it's a fair question. I'll
yeah,
check on
it. Okay. That's a fair question. So, grouping this up, top 6, Tim, you said...
You can just put marks next to them if you guys want.
Yeah, I'd love
so
to...
So I think our 1 and 2 was Arn and Boat Launch, right? Because they're...
Yeah, and Butler, Arn and Boat.
What were your... Not ranking them, just the group.
Well, my 6 priority items were the entry gate, pickleball, the pool improvements, the lake playground, coming up with a fix for the lagoon, and a basketball court / other improvement at Rasmussen.
Okay,
so that's the number 1, right? And then
yes.
Dashes are Tim's number 2s.
So
number 1's kind of, and I put the pool stuff all as kind of like one
yeah.
ticket item.
Well, and I would suggest that we break that up because the water slide replacement will take a little more work. I would like to think that the shade structures, as the general manager said, would be a simpler piece and could be achieved more quickly.
Yes.
If anything, I'd like to see that happen before summer so that in that use, how many years have we had people baking out there in the hot? I think that would actually increase our revenue and use if we could do that.
I think that is possible.
How about, Tim, out of the 3 pool ones on here, the floating toy, the water
slide
replacement,
Shade would be number 1.
Okay.
And then, you know, the other 2 are 2nd, basically, for me. I wouldn't have a high priority for either one.
Yeah.
As they
could be. Basketball, lagoon retrofit, lake at the playground, and pickleball. Okay.
Well, my suggestion would be the shade. And if the pool play structure is simple and possible, if you do that and the shade structure in preparation for summer, that's going to instantly increase draw, revenue, etc.
Question.
Yes.
So it happened here in summer, yeah. How much of that pool is taken up? Because you can't put that bubble structure in the little pool because it's 3.5 feet.
Correct.
It's dangerous.
Well,
you put it in the big pool, what does that do to the lanes and stuff for polo and all that?
Well, my understanding is it's movable.
You only put it in there
during the public swim,
and then
you take it out so that lap swim, so that the swim teams and all that then use that. If you left it in permanently, I would say we don't do it because then it removes.
Where
the
would you? Okay, but let's.
Well, and I'll be honest, I'm not interested in getting into that discussion right now. That's something you all figure out. Figure out if we can do it. Bring it back. If we can't, that's fine. If there's a place to put it easily, great. If there's not, I'm not going to live or die on that hill myself.
We can talk about it.
I just want to be careful not to get into
before.
Too many details
yeah.
tonight. I'd rather just prioritize so that we can bring it to board discussion.
It's got a couple of safety issues I'd be concerned about.
Oh, yeah.
Not in the pool, out of the pool.
Okay. Very fair.
And again, my emphasis on the pool improvements is to make it more attractive to get more people in
chain structures, you know, is the number one thing I think that will do that.
And that's what we got.
Any others, Eric, that I need to put your initial next to? I'm just going to take a photo of this so I can break it down in the next transmittal.
Right. Lagoon retrofit is secondary only because I know it's a bigger project and it's going to take time.
Okay.
I'm all for it, but we got to figure out purpose and all that and before we can do and sign that.
One.
Robotic arm. Bubblers, I'm assuming, is happening. I support that. I think that the lake health is a good idea, and if it's cheap and it makes it better to look at and come to.
Less than half the cost it was last year.
Especially if we're trying to get people into the lake.
And also
right.
That stuff, the new chemical that you're using needs preferred, it's better for that, right?
So,
We've already bought it. I didn't know we already purchased the old crap, but we've got to ask whether either is effective to do what Tim suggested. I understand what Tim's suggesting, but given the fact it's water and things diffuse, is there going to be any cross negative purpose?
You know what we can do is we can treat the lagoon with the new stuff. Lagoon will grow the same algae and a lot of the same weeds as the lake, so we can just treat the lagoon with the new stuff and we'll see how it does.
Oh, it'll be an isolated area so you can see how it happens.
That's better.
Oh, okay.
We'll
That's
do that.
Smart.
Good idea.
That's smart.
Winner, winner.
I like that.
The boat launch sounds like it's in process. It'd be an easy thing to do potentially by summer.
Oh, easily.
Okay. Because that then becomes a revenue generator out there as well. Glad for that. I'm assuming that playground again would also take a little more time. We've got to.
I don't know. I've got to. I had talked to one of the senior people at Rotary, and they liked the idea as a Rotary project, but I've got to talk to the president and get it down through the things because. Then I don't know what it takes to buy the dang stuff.
Right. I'm just looking at this fiscal year. We got April, May, June.
But
3 months.
But they'd be paying for that.
Correct. But again, that becomes a this fiscal year making it happen versus next fiscal year, and it'll still happen, but what happens first?
I think it'll be after June 30th.
Yeah.
The other good thing about playgrounds is the opportunity for grants are really...
Yeah, because I know that there's grant money.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we get it, but I know there's grant money for an ADA playground.
There's got to be.
Any other, Eric, you want me to put your initial next to? This is how I'm going to write it up in the transmittals, the list.
Right, so yeah, I'll put my E next to pickleball. I'm with Tim. Let's start working that and tackle it. Water slide replacement, yes, but that's a secondary, meaning
right.
We've got a little work to do on that. Play structure, I'd put my name by that because that would go alongside the shade. If that's quick and simple, let's make it happen. If it's too much of an hassle, for staff pulling it in and out, just toss it.
Okay.
Would love to see a basketball court at Rasmussen, but that's, I think, a little further down the road.
That is our first secondary one.
We can put that into next year, potentially.
Okay.
After the lagoon retrofit, I think that's a more important one.
Two, three, four, five.
Camera, yeah. And the playground, yeah. That'll
be
next
year.
Two
engineers. So they'd come out and take a look at some of these things next week,
great.
Just to give us an idea of how they're thinking about it.
So what I would suggest is group these, not just importance, but immediacy. There's a group of this that is happening now, and you can say to the board, here's what's happening. Here's how it lines up with this. The second one that becomes next fiscal year, like Christina was talking about.
Right.
And that's where I want to hear the board chime in. Lagoon retrofit, let's get some ideas, let's limit the discussion, but let's start to put that out there so that the board can begin to give some ideas and thought that you all can then woodshop on. Want to hear about the Camera Park playground, want to hear about the water slide replacement. So one group, more immediate happening, fits with the plan. Second group, takes a little longer, but we're beginning the process.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to take 6 to 9 months for pickleball, practically, because we're going to have to permit.
Oh, yeah, there's
going to
be. Which usually means a year.
Yeah.
So.
Nope, I can definitely do that. And I think Christina's going to try to at least identify potential funding sources for all of these so you guys can see what that could look like. So.
Okay. I think we can move on unless you guys have anything else to add to this conversation.
Okay.
Give me just a second. A couple minutes. I want to make sure I'm not missing anything. Oh, Mike, forgive me if I'm speaking out of line. We had talked at one point about the potential of opening up a little extra parking at the lake, where some of that is currently in your department's behind the fence and all that. Is that even still a possibility, or do we not even want to venture into that right now?
So we did look at, my thought was behind kind of where the dumpster area is when you pull in. We could extend the parking lot further back. I still think it's an option, depending on, I haven't done like an oak tree survey to see what tree mitigation would be involved with doing that. But I'd be more than happy to take a look.
Yeah, because I think opening up some extra parking there, if possible, would be great. And just down the road, we never did discuss what to do with the lagoon equipment.
That's going to just be covered.
Mm-hmm. Why can't we just sell it?
Oh, the filters and all that
stuff? The filters, all of that. Why can't we just surplus that? We put significant money into that not too long ago.
Is it removable?
So a lot of the stuff, so we tried to move the filters a few different times, and the filters we can't. They're so big and so old and antiquated. But the pool controller, the pump, a lot of that stuff we can surplus on GovDeals. And that's what our plan once we get to that.
Okay.
So we're going to surplus what we can.
So longer term, just planting the seed, what I'd love to see is at some point, if there's a different way to configure what all you've got there. Because right now, I know it's what we had, it's what we work with. But if there is a different way to configure that that's more efficient for you and your team, as well as potentially opening up some parking there.
Okay.
I'd love to see that down the road.
You know what my next suggestion was?
What's that?
Put parking on the tennis courts.
That would go over like a lead balloon.
She was serious.
Yeah, there goes.
You know,
and bikes.
Well, we could return the favor.
Bike parking.
We could put parking down,
yeah,
the lane.
If we could get some
next to the homes.
Just some lock. I don't know how
we
much
have
is
now.
Do we have some now? How
yeah,
many?
There's a rack, right?
Is there one rack?
I think we should reconsider where we allow bikes out at the lake. I mean, it always annoys me that I can't ride my bike where a car can drive. But
did we put that rule in?
Well,
I think
people biking around the lake, right? So,
but the parking lot's here.
But the parking lot, I mean, we should allow people to ride up to like where the bathrooms are. There should be a rack there, I think, instead of just at the
formalized.
That would be a good community.
There's bike parking, but it's not formalized. There's no signage. We could do better with that.
It says no bikes everywhere, actually.
I think that because there's only so many cars that are going to be able to get in,
right?
Allowing people to bike in and have a bike rack, but not allowing them to park bike through the park is a reasonable compromise.
You might increase pickleball a little bit with that if people can bike in and play, not pickleball, disc golf. They could bike in and do that. It's easy, throw the bag on your back, ride your bike in, play, go. Some people would adapt that way.
Yeah. If parking. You may have to look at the ordinance and bring it back, but
But anyway, that I was just planting a seed because I've long looked at this to figure how else can we use this space to maximize the people who can come in, and parking has always been one of our biggest struggles.
I walk the whole thing,
and
the trouble is
it's hard the way it's configured.
If you start resurfacing some of those areas, I just look at it as a lot of expense for very little gain. I can't see where we pick up enough spaces to make the cost worthwhile.
Yeah, and that's the consideration there.
Because I would love to have you park.
Okay.
Recommendation
is to bring this back to the board on March 20th.
Yeah.
For discussion.
Yes, that would be great.
That would be fabulous.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to move on to staff reports. Recreation.
Yes. So Haley Sadecki is our intern recreation supervisor, and she did send me a quick email with some updates that I would like to share. There we go. They're on the thing there if you guys want to see them. So new free senior program, the reality of mortality. This class is tailored to address an essential yet often overlooked aspect of life, end-of-life planning for seniors.
Mm-hmm.
There's a new adult program, Zumba, the aerobic fitness class featuring movements inspired by various styles of Latin American dance will be offered in the evenings and hits the target market of adults after their 9-to-5 shift. So Zoom has always been a morning program, so now we're going to offer the evenings as well. Repairing the relationship, so working with the Cameron Park Foundation.
She did a nice job on this.
Haley has met with Cameron Park Foundation to discuss the recreation participant grant. The foundation shared that they would donate $3,000 in hopes of other partners and sponsors matching it. This grant allows low-income families to enjoy the programs that we offer. The department's kind of undertaken a recruitment of volunteers. Our base is growing. We've got flyers now created. We're looking to highlight that on our website. We're getting closer to our goal of 50 for Summer Spectacular. And the spring camp was canceled and marketed as a way to use this opportunity to revamp our other offerings and facilities. Basically, recreation's in a bit of a growth period. We're kind of restructuring things a little bit. The spring camp that we had, I think there was 11 kids last year that signed up. So it didn't really weigh the benefit. And the recreation department and our receptionists are creating new themes and ideas to bring summer camp back this year. So that is what recreation is focusing on, along with Summer Spectacular. So we had our first kickoff meeting with Alan, and those discussions are underway.
We have the
RFP's out
for fireworks, and we have one submission, which is our traditional lady. I think it's closes this coming Friday.
I think so. Yep.
So far, there's just one. And she has been the only one for a while.
How about staffing? Are we in process of filling the program? Recreation program? What was Kim?
Recreation supervisor.
We are debating whether to have another coordinator or a supervisor. That's what we find. Somebody with Haley's level of skill sets, with aquatic experience, could come in as a coordinator, let him compete, see who ends up winding up a supervisor in a year or two.
Christina may want to comment on this too. She's kind of running.
I've got her.
She just put her hand up. So Christina, if you want to.
Yeah.
Oh, did I put my hand up?
Yes, you did. You got to talk.
Okay. That might have been from earlier.
You're stuck.
What were we asking about? Yeah, so right now we just posted the open position as a dual coordinator position. So it all depends on what we get as far as qualifications.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Is there anything that we would be concerned about having dual coordinator roles that we would miss not having a supervisor at that level? And again, it might just be a short list of things, but I don't know.
Depends on what the coordinator comes in with and what we see that comes in, you know, for the money.
Okay. The recreation position, even though it was a supervisory role, the job description
was not.
It's kind of being reworked a little bit, so I don't think a supervisor is necessary.
Okay.
So, great. And we'll think we'll have a better chance of recruiting a top quality coordinator with our pay scale and where we're at right now.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. And a park and facility report.
Yeah, so I'll just highlight a few things on the report here. We've had a ton of rain the last month. The good news is, well, we lost one oak tree at Gateway Park. About a 50-foot oak, and it fell through our perimeter fence and across the park. So we're getting that fence patched up, and then we had a large oak tree fall this weekend at the dog park, and it took out the black fence around the large dog park. So we'll have growlers work out there tomorrow. We'll get the tree cleaned up. We'll spend all day out there.
How big a tree?
I just saw photos of it. It was a big one, probably a 40-footer, you know, 2 feet around or so. It was a good-sized tree. Mm-hmm. But we'll get the dog park blown out, all the leaves, and get it nice. Try to get growlers rig in there 3 to 4 times a year to just do an overhaul on the park, because the oak tree leaves are tenacious. It never ends.
Yes.
So it's a lot better than it was last year with the trees that we lost in the winter, that's for sure. We've surplus one of the 2 Ford Expeditions so far. The Expedition that had a check engine light and cylinder number 4 was misfiring. We sold it for $1,050, which is more than we paid for 2 trucks in El Dorado Hills that were in better condition, so I consider a win. We still have one more expedition that's been board authorized. I just haven't found time to get it on the website yet, so it's on my list. And it will get up there. We'll get rid of that one. We're doing some work with Ponderosa Little League now, trying to get the fields prepped. So one thing we're changing this year is we're doing pre-field walkthroughs with Ponderosa Little League and soccer, all of our main users groups, to identify who's got what role and responsibility, any safety issues and things that need to be taken care of, and we're doing all those things together before the season starts. So working on that punch list. We applied all of our free emergents out throughout the landscaping. Beds, which should help us with our weed control this summer, and our herbicides that we apply. As I mentioned, the split rail fence at Cameron Park Lake was extended another 80 feet, and this was part of the entryway project. It'll keep cars from bypassing the gate, pretty much from, if you pull in and if you were to drive to the left of the robotic arm, you could have went around it, but now you can't. Silver Springs is now a district-maintained LLAD, so we accepted ownership of that 2 weeks ago. The funding source is already in place. We're already have access to that assessment. And so we did hire a 19-hour employee to help Jose, who's our full-time LLAD staff. He's going to be helping him. So we are now maintaining Silver Springs. We do have some Bartlett pear trees that have anthracnose. They've had them for a while out at RJB, which is Mary Chase and Country Club right here. You look at those trees, they're bad. So we're taking those out next week.
Oh.
Yeah. They're cracking limbs off. And
how? Just at the corner there?
So there's three on the corner of Mary Chase and Country Club, and there's another three on Trinidad and Country Club.
Okay.
So the three on Trinidad aren't as bad, but we're going to do a hard prune on those.
Uh-huh.
But the three on Mary Chase got to come
out. I saw where you lost a limb in a windstorm.
Yeah.
Right.
If you get up close and look, they're in bad shape. So we're going to pull them and put something else in, something that Bartlett pears, for whatever reason, get anthracnose in this area. It happens all over the place.
They get what?
Anthracnose.
Yeah.
It's a fungal disease. There's no coming back from it.
There's no coming back.
We closed the pool for 36 hours last week. We had a 8-inch three-way valve that's been leaking for a while. It's our backwash valve for the pool. And we had an igniter go out on the heater, so we had to shut the pool down anyways, so we killed two birds with one stone. But we were able to get it pulled out and replumbed and back on 36 hours, which was great. And we are using Growlersburg now diligently on our open space properties, and so Growlersburg is fully staffed up. They have 5 crews for the first time since I've been here, so we're getting them every Tuesday and Thursday right now. And so Gateway, we spent a lot of time in Gateway and a lot of time in Knollwood. The scope of work at Knollwood changed last year a little bit, and so we're really trying to tackle some of those things that were recommended and some of the area that we didn't realize was ours. And so as we get done with Knollwood, then we'll move to Paul Ryan, but we're on it early this year, and things are looking really good. The spray program that the district has invested in has made a world of difference on these fire breaks. And now we're trying to take those fire breaks and either become 100% compliant or get up to waterways, just make things even safer.
Good.
Any questions?
Quick question on the parks and LLADs. You mentioned Meter Road and Eastwood. Isn't Northview part of that as well?
So Northview starts right when you turn down Auburn Hills. So as you make your turn and the shrubs change from those tall, 8-foot photinias to the little shrubs.
You turn down Auburn Hills, but there's a Meter Road frontage of Northview.
That's all Northview. All the way down here. It's not until you turn left on Auburn Hills and the landscape changes that it goes to Northview.
So what's on Meter Road is Eastwood?
It's Eastwood.
Completely?
Both sides all the way down, yeah.
Okay. Because I thought that part of that was across from BLM land. It wasn't adjacent to Eastwood.
Well, there's landscaping on the one side of Auburn Hills all the way down across from BLM land.
Yes.
That's on Northview.
Right. Do we handle that?
Yeah. That's
okay.
That's Northview.
Right, that was my question.
Yeah.
Because you were talking about just Eastwood. I didn't know if we did the Northview stuff at the same time just to knock that all out.
Oh, we do. They're smaller bushes, so we don't subcontract those out.
Right, okay. But we still charge Northview.
Oh, yeah.
LED. Okay.
Yeah.
It just wasn't mentioned, so I was just making
sure.
Oh,
okay. But I just put Meter on here. Did I not put?
You put Meter within Eastwood LLAD.
Okay.
And I just thought the Northview bleeds out of that, too.
Okay. No, you're right.
Same thing on Meter.
See, the shrubs on Meter Road, we subcontract those out now. One, because it's a bear of a job, and two, it's not very safe.
Correct. No. I have no problem with all of that, just making sure that was getting done. It was included in the charges.
Which is nice, too.
And just a simple footnote too, we've taken over Silver Springs LLID. Remind me the benefit to our district in this.
$220,000.
We did get a Quimby check for Quimby funds of $220,000.
Okay. What about ongoing besides the funding necessary to just simply do the task? Because we've got to hire more staff, and I'm assuming we're charging that to
Silver Springs.
To Silver Springs.
I know there's CCNRs eventually end up in there too, but that's I don't know. I know I have my separate budget for the LLID to maintain that, which kind of like RJA, RJB, but overall benefit other than the one-time check, I don't know.
We've got an escalator that one too.
We do have an escalator, so that's
bringing, you know, it's not, we're not frozen.
But it doesn't benefit the general fund at all of the district.
Okay.
In a way that I know, but I can find out.
All right, so for future reference, because some of this is going to come back to us, I'd like to consider that anything else we ever take on again has to have some benefit to the district beyond just the simple cost of fulfilling the task. Quimby is great, but those are one-time use for projects, and we run the risk of those developments actually requiring and being used in their region for their benefit. And we don't want to be building anything there. We don't want to be maintaining anything else. If we're talking about revenue, let's figure out something that can be done in this, and maybe that becomes an administrative fee that is tacked onto any of these that we take on above and beyond the cost.
I was thinking the same thing, but the question is, can we legally do it? I don't know.
I do know Silver Springs has three phases to it, in which there's either a neighborhood or community park site. But again, I don't. That might just be funded through. I don't know.
Well, and see, that's the question: is that our district for parks? I don't know. Or is that El Dorado Hills CSD? This is where I'm trying to figure out.
Well, I know
because
it's in our district, Silver Springs, all of it, CCNRs.
Silver Springs is parks, not fire.
Yeah, correct. Well, no, I'm very clear on all that, but I'm just. I'm beginning to get leery of taking on more of these things when it creates expense and burden for our district but doesn't provide what we need to do it. That's all.
Fair question. That's something, honestly, I would like to know the answer to that.
I want to understand. And
cover is the first section or all three sections?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I'll look into all that.
So, thank you for that.
Good question.
Sure.
No, nothing for me on that. I just good work on all this. I appreciate all the reports.
Just any updates on FEMA reimbursement? Any word from them at all?
Yeah, so the check, what I've been told is that we should expect a check for somewhere between $210,000 and $230,000 within the next 30 days. And this was last week.
The old so check's in the mail.
That's what they said. So the project, when I go into the FEMA portal, it says obligated, finalized, or something like that. So $86,000 of that, though, has been earmarked for mitigation. So I applied for mitigation funds so that we could improve upon the culverts.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that we got the funds until they wrote the check. So we're going to have to take $86,000 and put it aside. I'm going to work with Beer Camp to hopefully use that money to mitigate.
Oh, darn. We got to make it better?
It's on their dime. So
let's
make sure we use it.
Yeah. There's still two other projects that are in the final stages. So after we get the first check, we should expect another 18 to 25,000, somewhere in there.
Beautiful.
It's weird how they do the breakdown. So FEMA covers 75%. Then the state of California is supposed to cover another 18.6.
Yeah, that's good luck.
And that leaves the district on like 7-8%.
Yeah.
But the whole state thing, no one's ever been able to really like it. I've never seen that anywhere. I've just heard it. So when Alan says good luck, yeah. We'll
and these are mostly monies that have already been spent, correct?
Yes, except the mitigation.
Except for the mitigation, but that'll go back into the general fund.
Everything else.
I only say good luck because I've been expressly told by a senior person at OES no federal, no state money will be coming.
Yeah, I'm not mistaken. What bill in the hole this year, whatever.
When you get the check and I find out how much it's for, what's obligated, I'd probably let you guys know.
Oh, please do. That's going to be a celebration.
All right. Well,
I'll be happy to.
That's good news, though.
That is good news.
Getting that in before the end of the fiscal year is good news.
Yeah.
Okay. With that said, items for future committee agendas. We've got the fees for Cameron Park Lake, yep. Future projects, we can talk about those. Road widening at Paul J. Ryan, yep.
What is that one?
That is the county is widening Cameron Park Road.
Oh, that, okay, all right. Yes, I remember.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Any other items?
Can I add something, or just something that we were working on when Jill was here was the park ordinance, updating the ordinance. And so when we talk about bikes in the park, that really goes back to the ordinance and how do we want that to look? Do you guys want to see, because there was other things like the memorial benches and some of the gift donation stuff. And we have somebody out at the lake now who's running tennis lessons and charging people, but we don't have an ordinance that says you can't do that.
I thought we had addressed that.
No, we've been working on it.
So, never made it up. So, do we want to bring it back?
Yes, I believe it's
Heck yeah.
The park ordinance, the gift naming, we took care of, I believe. We voted on that.
Did we take care of that one? Okay.
Did we say yes or no?
We said yes. So, we revised the, but we didn't finalize the ordinance that has all the rules, like you should not bring guns into the park.
Yeah, update that. So,
that's like, pretty close to done. It should be very close to done.
I know Jill was working on it too before she left, so Alan, we can dust it off.
Run it through Jason to make sure it's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh. All right.
Someone charging to do the lessons at our parks without
we're not necessarily
lawyer things going up in my head.
Yeah, I know. Get an ordinance to get a result.
Yep.
Yeah, you gotta pay us to do that.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with it if you want me to pay us.
And that's why we've been working on that. That was the driving force behind that ordinance changes.
Because I expect to expand contract people, but they're going to have to charge sufficient to pay us rental fee and have enough for themselves. They can make something work, great.
Yeah.
We'll work with them, but not for free.
All right. So items, we are forwarding the park improvement list to the board for comment at the next meeting. Anything else? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
All right. Matters to and from. Eric, you got anything?
Yeah, I'm curious how Russell's doing.
Great.
That's going well. It's been a month now or so, right?
Been here about a month, and he's his first task was take care of Rallisburg and keep the open space properties compliant. So he's doing great at that, slowly offloading more and more. But yeah, he's got a wealth of experience. He knows what he's doing, and he's done this before. It's great.
That's what it was. I saw in some of the report too, and I haven't asked specifically on Gateway, how we're doing maintaining that, what had been that green belt that we had cleared out a few years ago. Is that still working okay?
Yeah, it's only cleared 30 feet all the way around. We went through there about the last month, and there were some burn piles left over. A little bit of touch-up to do to get that area back to 30 feet.
Yeah.
If you read the ordinance, though, it says something different than 30 feet. If we want to get there, that's got to be a greater conversation.
What is the ordinance require?
If the lot is over 1 acre or more, it's basically all vegetation below 4 inches or above 8 feet.
Yeah.
And down that creekway there's all kinds of blackberry, but you're talking about in the water channel, and you're also talking about exposing neighbor backyards, and they are already not happy about what we've done. So
right, and that was my next question, is have neighbors begun to adjust their fences and all of that so that they're getting their privacy? Okay, that's on them.
I agree. But if we want to do more, we can. I think it's a bigger conversation.
Yeah.
About
getting blackberry bushes out, I mean, those are real hard to get rid of.
Let's just spray them. We spray the fire breaks, so our fire breaks look great. But it does. It's not, just so you know, it's not in compliance with the ordinance.
Got it. Okay. That was my only question for now. Thank you.
I'll leave that comment for further conversations with the general manager. All right. I don't have anything else. So move to adjourn.
I would like a motion to be adjourned.
I agree. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.